A one-room exhibit at the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery packs a lot of history into a small amount of space. One year, 1968, an American Odyssey offers 30 images that represent a tumultuous time in American history.
This is a year when we get two assassinations. We, of course, have the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. and then later Senator Bobby Kennedy. America is in Vietnam and it is not going well. President Lyndon Baines Johnson was having very bad approval ratings and he announces that he's not going to rerun for the presidency.
Museum director Kim Syed believes there are many parallels between 1968 and today, especially where the political merges into the cultural.
So, for example, there is a very dramatic cover that was put on Time magazine in June to describe a story that they were doing about the gun in America. And it's very confrontational because a gun is literally pointed at you, the reader, viewer. This is, of course, a conversation that continues in America today. We also see Shirley Ann Chisholm, the first African-American woman who is elected to the House of Representatives. We continue to have conversations about our electoral process and how women in politics are faring.
There's also the iconic photograph of Tommy Smith and John Carlos, who each raised a single-gloved fist on the medal platform at the Summer Olympics in Mexico City to protest racial inequality.
So whether it's Me Too or the Black Lives Matter, there was a sense at that time that I think we can see now of young people stepping forward and saying, we want something different, we want to change, we want to be part of the conversation. And I think that is tremendously interesting.
The exhibit offers representations of great cultural icons as well, such as American football luminary Vince Lombardi, figure skating champion Peggy Fleming, and tennis great Arthur Ashe. Musical giants also made headlines that year, including Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin takes up the left side of that photograph, and Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead are on the right of that. So Irving Penn, who was a tremendously known popular photographer at the time, he managed to get these 10 band members, two different groups, together for the iconic photograph.
And there were the movie stars.
Funny Girl with Barbara Streisand. She'll win an Academy Award for that. There's a full-length poster of Sidney Poitier. Sidney Poitier was called the Martin Luther King of the movies. He had that humility, if you will.
1968 also gave us Apollo 8, the first manned mission to orbit the moon, providing a never-before-seen view of the Earth.
This is a moment, I think, when suddenly not just America but the world realizes how small we are. We're all on this little marble, the little blue marble, and it is the start of really thinking about international cooperation.
That historic space mission brought a more hopeful note at the end of one of the most turbulent years in American history.
I want people to recognize that history is an arc, that what you do matters. So whether you protest or you vote or you're an athlete and you know, there are all sorts of leitmotifs and stories in this year, in this exhibition, that apply very much to people today.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.